Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right. For a couple weeks now, I have been going to the strip district to help a guy who is living under mounds of trash on Penn Avenue. His name's Bob. He's 70. Man, it's been frustrating. I tell folks this, you don't know mental illness until you're right there confronted with it and can't say how or why or where or when, but you want to help someone and you can't. And so there's Bob living under this trash, and I've tried everything, and I mean everything. Offered an apartment, no. Storage unit, no. Post office box, no. Lawyers, no. Healthcare, no. Job, no. Money, no. Brought his family down, made it even worse. His poor brother hadn't seen him since like 2005. And yesterday we tried to get them together and maybe his brother could convince Bob to get off the streets and get out from under the pile of garbage, and he wanted nothing to do with him. Sometimes I wonder, is this as good as it gets? One of my friends who has been with me all along in this is Mike Minder. Mike, how are you today, buddy? How are you doing, Mike?
I'm doing great, Marty. How are you doing?
Give our listeners your background, please, sir.
Okay, well, I work for ARC Human Services, and I am a job developer and employment coordinator, and I've worked in and out of the system with in Ohio, West Virginia, and Pennsylvania with folks with intellectual disabilities, physical and mental disabilities, and so I've been around that for about 20 years.
Right.
And so I don't know that I'm an expert or anything like that, but I do know that I've helped quite a few folks, and that was my hope with Bob.
Well, Mike, it's boy, I tell you, it makes your heart ache because we've been there several times now.
Oh my gosh.
And Mike, take folks through it. I mean, the different things we've offered to him and how Bob responds and why mental illness in this situation is so frustrating, sir.
Well, we've offered him a place to live, of course. We've offered to bring a truck down and get his stuff into a storage unit for free. We've offered to take him to get a post office box so that he can get, you know, receive Social Security, offered to take him to the Social Security office to do any of the things that would help him to be more independent. You've offered him attorney services, all this stuff is free gratis. And at every turn he says no, and he has some excuse why somebody has done something to him. He doesn't trust anyone.
No.
I mean, that's very evident in what we've found when we spoke to him. But he will talk a little bit about it to me. And I thought I had him to the point that he might agree to let me take him to the post office and to the Social Security office. But as soon as he says yes, and then in the next sentence, he's like, nah, I'm going to do it all myself.
Yeah.
You know, and it's frustrating.
And, Mike, we thought, let's try and bring his brother down there. His brother hadn't seen him in at least 10 years. And that didn't go well at all. Did, I mean, you were standing right there, no cameras, nothing.
No. It didn't. It didn't go well at all. And in fact, it kind of exasperated the situation, and it made him angry. And I mean, you know, standing there with his brother and the look on his brother's face, I mean, with tears in his eyes, and then Bob saying to him, "Hey, you know, I don't need any bleeding hearts. I don't need anybody crying for me." And I mean, it's hard not to. You know, we just want what's right and what any human being deserves is what we want. And that's to be safe, healthy, and happy and warm in the wintertime.
Mike Minder, you know, with Mike, I tell you what it does, too, and I hope folks know this. Operation Safety Net's been down there. Cops have been down there. Doctors have been down there. Folks on the street stop. I try to give him $100. He had no interest in money. I mean, we saw one girl give him a little bag of food, and he took that. But at the end of the day, Mike, unless you can prove that he's of a danger to himself or others, and you can't even really 302 him. You just can't.
Right. Yeah, you can't 302 him unless, you know, there's intimate threat to himself or others, and you can't do it. And, you know, I knew, yesterday he said he was going to move these carts, and he was very determined.
Yep.
So if he's down further, I'm sure he moved them. He wouldn't let anybody help him with it, that's for sure.
But, all the way to Smallman, and, I mean, he just went over about a half a mile is what he did.
Yeah, yeah. But those, I tell you what, each one of those buggies he had to have weighed over 200 pounds.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I don't know how he did it. I don't know how he pushed them.
Hey, Mike, at the end of the day, honestly, not to be harsh, but sometimes you just got to walk away and hope he lives, because he could die in the cold. He could get stabbed. Anything could happen.
Yeah, I agree. And he, you know, he at one point told us that somebody had been down there at 3 a.m. with a knife. And I mean, you don't know how true that is,
right,
because of the, you know, but I mean, you believe that because it's possible. And you just have to say, you know, I'm sorry, but I wish I can help. But you have to walk away because there's nothing else. Our hands are kind of tied at this point.
And also, Mike, I've seen this, by the way. I've gone out on the streets when it's 2 degrees and gone up to homeless people and said, we'll get you into a shelter, and they don't want to be in a shelter. There's an element of our society that's out there on the streets that doesn't want help. They want you to leave them hell alone, whether they're living under a pile of garbage or not.
Yeah, and I think that's the point that Bob's at
right now. Yep.
I mean, he's been out there for 19 years. He's lived through just about everything in 19 years. Can you imagine the blizzards and the bad storms and all that stuff he's lived through? And so, you know, he thinks he can survive, and, you know, you just pray that he can.
Yes, sir. Mike, it's a pleasure, my man. I'm going down there right after my show, and I will call you from there, all right?
Yes, sir.
Thanks for caring, buddy.
Thank you very much. You're welcome. Thank you, Marty.
Horrible scenario, really.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.